Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to my first episode of Just Friggin' Do It. And I'm very excited about this series and what's going to come over the next 12 months, because by me committing to Just Friggin' Do It, I'm going to have so much fun. I'm going to make so much progress on the things that I've been avoiding in my life. And you'll find out what they are. And maybe some of them line up with what you've been avoiding. Now, if you haven't listened to my intro episode, please go back and listen to that, because I shared two really big examples of, and I only share them because you might be in that place that needs to make a big change. You need to make this big change. And while today's example is not a very huge change, it is an example and of something that I procrastinated on. And I'm not so sure it was heart-centered, but like the examples that I shared yesterday, but it was something in my heart that I knew I needed to do that I avoided big time. My logic brain kept talking me out of it. So when it keeps coming up as like, you know, that's all I can say is if it keeps coming up, it's coming from a deeper place. If it keeps coming up as something you need to do, it's coming from a deeper place. And if you're convincing yourself not to do it, that's coming from logic. So my example is, it's around the technology theme, specifically Reels. And Reels, you might like not have a clue what Reels are, but Reels is this new feature on Instagram. And it's actually also on Facebook, but it started on Instagram, social media platform. So you might be thinking, I don't need to listen to this because this is really about people who have businesses and are using social media for their business. But I want you to pay attention to this because you might have a technology aversion, as what I call it, technology aversion. I have students who come in and they're like, have this belief, limiting belief, because it's not serving them, about technology is hard. I can't do technology. Oh my God. And what happens is you manifest that, right? And so technology does become hard. So I want you to listen to this and put the frame on it if you like struggle with technology. Kind of put that like lens on it, because this is about something that's technology related that I was avoiding and procrastinating on, and it kept coming up. And it's funny too, because it might not only come up in your mind, but it's also comes up by other people talking about it, but other people saying you should do this, or it comes up in conversation. It might not even be directed at you. It might be somebody's talking about it, but your brain is listening to it, because that's what happens, is if something is deep down inside, you know, you need to do it. It presents itself and we just ignore it. We're like, oh, they're having that conversation. I'm not related to that conversation, you know, but hey, if your brain is picking up on it, it means something. So start to really be aware of the conversations around you and what is resonating with you, or what is like triggering you in a way, because something that you need to do, if you hear it in another conversation, it might trigger something in you to be like in denial or in like, you know, talking yourself out of it, procrastination mode. So as it relates to Reels was a new feature on Instagram. And it is something that is, and when new features get released on platforms, usually the people that use them get more eyeballs, as they say. They'll show, you know, these feeds are getting very crowded because a lot of people are on social media and a lot of people have businesses now on social media. And so there is paid, you know, spots in feeds, and then there's organic spots in feeds. And so a lot of people are now paying to play. So there's a lot more, as you probably scroll through your feeds on Facebook and on Instagram, every other post is sponsored. And that means somebody's paying to put that post there. So there's less, as they say, real estate for your messages that you put in posts to get out, right? So I was very reluctant to do reels. And my virtual assistant, who is amazing, who is editing this episode, by the way, and he will be listening to this. So hi, Chris. He's amazing. So he actually nicely suggested I do reels. And I ignored him. I said, yeah, you know, poor Chris. Just went on my merry way. And so he brought it up again. And I was like, you know, in his nice way, he's very nice. He's not very forceful. I told him he needs to be more forceful with me because, you know, I can be stubborn. So, but that's not his nature. And so he kept, like, he would bring it up. Example, he's bringing it up and I'm pushing him away. I'm ignoring, right? So finally one day he brought me data. Data is always very effective for people who have businesses. And he said, Lori, your stuff isn't going to get seen if you don't do reels, because your stuff, old posts, just static posts, aren't getting any real estate. They're not really going to people. So basically what he was saying is the effort that I was putting into regular posts was a waste of time, essentially. So I need to learn how to do reels. Now, I will tell you, I think I once tried to do a reel and it was like, oh, this is so hard. This is so hard. This would be so time consuming. I just don't have time for this. So that was the main reason. So how many things are you saying I don't have time to do? Because that's a heart killer. that's a dream killer. I don't have time. So if you're saying that, that's actually a choice you are making, because we all have the same amount of time in a day. So my reasons for procrastinating on, and honestly, it wasn't even procrastinating because it wasn't like, I'll do that later. Procrastinating is more like, I'll do it later. I was completely avoiding doing reels. So it was like, I am not doing these because I don't have the time and it's too hard. So those are the two main reasons. I thought it was I didn't have the time to do it. And number two, it was too complicated. So it's going to take me too much time to learn. And I think somewhere deep inside, when we think it's too complicated, we think we'll never get it. So we don't see it as a temporary thing. It's too complicated until I learn it, right? I even did an episode about this, an abundance episode about, like, we think it's going to be complicated forever. And it's not. It's only complicated, like, when you ride your bike, remember? You fell a couple times, but then you got the hang of it. And then finally you were standing on the seat. So those were the main reasons. So those are red flags. If you're putting off or avoiding something, if you think you don't have time or they're too complicated, that's your brain, that's your logic brain talking a deeper sense of knowing something you need to do. All right. I also felt that if I had the time and set aside the time to learn it, that I still wouldn't have enough time after I learned it to do it. Because I was doing all the things and I just thought it as one more thing added to my plate. When in fact, that is not true. So what really was true is that the posts that I was spending time on weren't really working, weren't really being seen, weren't getting, like, my message to anyone. So, of course, if I'm doing a reel, that's replacing my post. It's not adding on to my post. So that was a big issue. Again, time related, which is, you know, time is just a block for a lot of us. And so what I did is I not only, because I didn't have a system really before with posts, I just kind of like, you know, I do it on the fly, if so to speak. And so now we have a system, and because reels take a little bit more creative thought. And so we have a system, which actually, so I have more time because of the way I structure that, the social media that I'm doing. And I also had this limiting belief that, oh, Instagram's just a platform for younger people. People like me don't really hang out there. They're all on Facebook. And honestly, I've had more connections since I started doing reels with people like me. And it's been a hoot. It's been so much fun. And so if there's something in the technology realm that you're avoiding, what could it bring into your life versus what could it, you know, we always look at the obstacles, like these things are going to be hard. These things are going to, you know, take too much time. They're going to be too complicated. What if they took less time once you learned them? You put a little extra time up front and then made things smoother, easier. What if you met more people, inspired more people through what you were avoiding? And what if it was friggin' fun? Fun! I mean, reels have been so much fun for me. And to think, I used to think I was not creative. I used to say, in fact, I don't have a creative bone in my body. Well, that's because I was doing something that wasn't heart-centered. That's because I was doing something that my logic brain was telling me to do, and I was in a career that wasn't the right fit for me. But when you open up yourself to a deeper connection with who you're meant to be, and that higher self that, you know, I blocked for so long, when you do that, creativity flows. It just becomes natural as part of the process. And so giving space for doing and learning reels has created, I think, a more, you know, more of my authentic self, even more of my authentic self. And I think I'm pretty authentic, but like doing reels has brought out the silly in me, has brought out, and I don't know if you're on Instagram, but if you're not, then I'm not your average grandma. You can also Lori Wright, search that. But I love being silly. In fact, sometimes I think I'm probably too silly, but I look at other people's reels, and that's what I do. I look for other people's reels and get as examples. And one of the things about reels is you can lip sync stuff. So you find an audio that is something that, oh, I can turn this into a message about whatever, you know? And so I have so much fun doing these silly, like lip syncing whatevers. And I actually am having more fun now than I ever was with something that I was totally avoiding. Now, can you imagine if you have something that you're avoiding? See your heart or your under below the neck. I always say, like, if it's below the neck, if it's something that your gut is telling you or your heart is wanting you to lean into, then those are things you need to do, because that's where it all the connection to your higher self happens. And it is trying to always lead you to a better version of yourself, to the most fulfilled version of yourself, to a more energetic version of yourself. It's always trying to lead you down the path that you think is like, no, because that is your silly logic brain trying to convince you otherwise. So while this might be about technology and more specifically about reels, it really is about getting in touch with that, which all of these episodes will be about in some form or fashion. So now what I know after, so I, And the other great thing is that I'm in this business mastermind, and there was a live event, well, it was virtual, back in December, early December. And a few of us connected virtually and we were like, let's do a challenge. So it made me a Reels challenge for 30 days. And then we continued it another 30 days. So it made me figure it out. It made me, because I committed to them that I would do it. And we supported each other through those first 30 days. And not everybody did, you know, all of the continuing, and a few people dropped off the 30-day challenge. But I will tell you that it made me get my learning on. It made me learn. And now they're so easy to do. It's like crazy. I can do one so quick. I can do one as quick as I used to do a post. And because I have a system behind it, I actually do it in advance. So what I know now is that I did have the time. I did have the time. In fact, it took less time than I thought. And it wasn't a permanent time suck. It was just a little time suck. And I had my daughters to ask. So remember, there are people who can support us through this. We have children. We have grandchildren, most of us. Most of us have children. But if you don't have a child, then ask a technically savvy friend. So I've learned technology. I was in the corporate world in the technology field. I was a project manager. So I've never been really afraid of technology. And so I'm just like, just dive into it. But my husband is not. So he asks me for help. So you can find an older friend who is more technology savvy. But I also found out it's not as complicated as I thought. It's not complicated at all. And you can Google anything, like, how do I do this? And so you can Google that. I went to YouTube and found a couple of people that did videos. How do I do Reels? And I was like, oh, cool. And now I follow a couple of people on Instagram who, you know, educate you about how to do Reels and what's the best, you know, tips about Reel creation and Reel systems and that kind of thing, social media in general as well. So it's fun. It's not again, if we think it's going to be complicated, it will be complicated, but it wasn't really complicated. If I figured it out really quickly, it's not that complicated. And I found out it's fun instead of complicated. So I kind of switched that whole thinking and viewpoint. So, and then now I have a system too that I didn't have before. So that's better. And I am connecting with people as a result. Like I said, this whole podcast is about inspiring people. And I not only want to inspire through my podcast, I want to inspire through my social media. And so I'm doing that with Reels in a fun and silly way. So it's super, super fun. So in closing, what technology are you avoiding? What thing are you just saying, oh, that's too complicated, or I'm not technology savvy, or I'll never get it? These words have meaning. And it's not good because you're denying that fun that will ultimately happen. You're denying that, you know, again, if this keeps coming up, either internally from you or in conversation, something you need to pursue. So yeah, and if you find otherwise, then you can stop it, right? But I guarantee you, if it's coming from a deeper place, it's going to be totally worth it. And it's going to knock your socks off. So I did get this amazing video. It's a TEDx talk, actually. And it's so funny because I always talk about how things are brought to me often. And it's like, oh my gosh, that would align so perfectly with an episode I'm doing. So I'm going to share it in the show notes. If you don't know how to get to the show notes, I know some platforms, it's like hard to find them. On Apple, you just like, if you're on Apple Podcast, you just like kind of scroll down. They're there. But my website it's very easy to get to them on my website. So you just go to notyouraveragegrandma.com/podcast and you get to the show notes. But there is this TED talk and it's so great. It's called The Magic of Words. And it's, what we speak is what we create. And it's Andrew Bennett. And a friend of mine, it's like a 19-minute talk. A friend of mine sent it to me and I was like, OMG, this is so perfect for this conversation I just had with you. I want you to listen to it. And I want you to start. He's actually a trained magician and he uses magic in business, but he talks about the word abracadabra. He talks about the word abracadabra and its meaning. And it's very powerful, very powerful. And he makes a suggestion. Well, I think he has three tips, but it was really powerful for me to listen to it. And I think it will be really powerful for you to listen to and to maybe try the tips and, you know, maybe use the word as a sign or a signal, abracadabra. So when you feel yourself in avoidance mode, in procrastination mode, this TED Talk, do what he says. It's powerful stuff. All right. I hope you enjoyed this first episode. Even maybe if you're not like, if you don't have a business on social media, hopefully it resonated because, you know, it's ultimately all about just avoiding the things that we should be doing because you're coming from a deeper place and they're important. They wouldn't keep coming up if they weren't important. All right. Until next time, the next Just Friggin' Do It episode will be the first Friday in May. And until then, my Friday episodes will be about lessons learned. So wonder what the lesson I'll be learning to share next week will be. Who knows? Maybe I've had it and maybe it's coming up. I don't know. We'll see. Bye for now. Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at notyouraveragegrandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.